Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just in case you've forgotten, let me tell you just into who the hell I am.
I don't think they've forgotten.
I am the game. And you can bet your ass I'm back.
In just a few short days, we have seen WWE begin to terraform in the wake of Vince McMahon's retirement. Today, Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan were sworn in as co-CEOs of WWE. In addition to that, Triple H, now the EVP of Talent Relations, has taken on yet another job that has been incredibly well received. Fightful Select breaking the news just a short while ago that Triple H will take on creative direction with WWE. This news was corroborated in a press statement from WWE corporate that said the following. WWE and its board of directors today announced the appointment of Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan as co-chief executive officers. We are grateful for the opportunity to lead WWE together with our unmatched management team, says Ms. McMahon and Mr. Khan. We recognize this as a tremendous opportunity and responsibility, and we look forward to serving the WWE universe. Additionally, WWE executive Paul Levesque will assume all responsibilities related to WWE's creative, in addition to his regular duties. This news has been met with much delight across the wrestling landscape. It was Triple H's return on Friday as EVP of Talent Relations, taking over from John Laurinaitis, that really put to bed those concerns about what Triple H meant by "I'm back." And we thought, hey, he's back leading who's coming and who's going. This is a great thing. Triple H has an idea of who he wants and who he thinks could take the business to the next level, and this is exciting to see. And it didn't end there, as now we know that Triple H not only will be involved in the talent relations and heading that department, but he will be steering the creative direction of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
There are moments in life when everything changes in the blink of an eye. Tonight, don't blink. Tonight, we will show you that we are not just the future, we are the now. There is something special in the atmosphere here. This is passion. This is pride. Groundbreaking, defiant, undisputed, and damn sure unapologetic. We are not your kind. We are here. We are live. R-N-X-T. Now, let us show you.
Yeah!
This isn't Triple H's first time in leading a creative department. Far from it, as NXT's black and gold era is pretty much the vision of what Triple H would like to see wrestling become. And we saw people come through that system that may not have got a crack in the same way under different management. Triple H really put an emphasis on bringing in guys from across the independent wrestling scene and establishing them as stars on NXT. And whilst NXT proved to be incredibly popular and beloved by many wrestling fans, it entered into a difficult period with the arrival of AEW. NXT was never designed to go up against a big brand, and when AEW Dynamite announced their plans to launch on a Wednesday night, NXT followed suit in hopes that it would shut down any competition. This changed the way that NXT was creatively moving. It sped everything up. It changed the flow. And despite all of that, AEW was able to pretty much unanimously win what was known as the Wednesday Night Wars, and it led to NXT being moved to Tuesday nights. It wasn't just the moving of a day that happened there, because it also led to Triple H losing some of that control of the black and gold brand to Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. There was concerns, according to reports, that the direction wasn't correct for NXT, since it was unable to put away All Elite Wrestling. So Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon took more control and made it more a developmental brand, which is what it was supposed to be. Now, not only was AEW's arrival partly the reason for this change, but also the fact that because there was such different creative opinions between Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard, and Triple H, that when you had those stars that Triple H made through NXT, they wouldn't quite gravitate, they wouldn't quite land, as far as Vince McMahon was concerned, on the main roster. So therefore you'd see tinkering with the stars, and then we would get kind of the curse of the call-ups from here, where wrestlers would get moved to the main roster and get completely lost in the shuffle of everything. Now, this carried on for a while. We saw NXT become NXT 2.0 and very much change into something that was more in line with the vision of Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard. It was in September of last year that Triple H stepped away completely from the wrestling world, having suffered a cardiac event. Health issues took Triple H away from wrestling altogether. And we wouldn't hear much from Triple H until the run-up to WrestleMania 38, where in an interview he announced that he was officially retired from wrestling. He would leave his wrestling boots in the ring on night two of WrestleMania 38, closing off that chapter of his life. From there, sort of sporadic conversations about Triple H until just a few weeks ago, when he appeared at the WWE Performance Center to announce, quote, "I'm back." We didn't quite know what he meant by "I'm back" at the time, but that would become clear on Friday when he was named as the new EVP of Talent Relations, replacing John Laurinaitis, who, following the allegations made towards Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, was put on leave of absence. Triple H stepping into his role, a role that he is very familiar with, and a role that, as he said, he is healthy and ready to go with. And we thought, great, Triple H now leading that side of things. And as we are finding out today, that hasn't ended there. As we've discovered, in just the last hour or so, Triple H will now steer the creative direction of WWE going forward. Fightful Select have reported that the reaction from talent was general excitement. Some concerns were raised when Bruce Pritchard was heading up both creative and talent relations, because as talent, you'd have to ask the person that handled the creative for time off if they wanted it, and this potentially could have led to some issues between them, and Bruce Pritchard not as approachable in that sense as Triple H was. So there's a lot of happiness about Triple H stepping back into that role. Not only are the behind-the-scenes people very happy with the decision for Triple H to begin his role in creative, but one source at USA Network spoke to Fightful Select and said, this is an exciting change. So the TV networks that host Raw and SmackDown also seemingly excited with Triple H steering the creative direction once more. It's been a good day for WWE because not only are there celebrations about Triple H returning to steer the creative forward, but in the wake of Vince McMahon's retirement, Wall Street Journal have reported that World Wrestling Entertainment stock has rose more than 6% in early trading today. An incredible start to this new era for WWE.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They are your talent. NXT UK is your brand. And we will give you a show like no other because we are
So what will Triple H have planned in this new version of WWE? What does he have creatively up his sleeve? Well, we don't know yet because he only got the job a little while ago. But we can look back at some of the ideas that he has thrown around and kind of get an idea of what Triple H would like to see happen in the weeks, the months, and the years to come. Triple H, very passionate about wrestlers and wrestling. We saw that with the rise of NXT Black and Gold and the way that that program was put together. He's also really passionate about the NXT system as a whole. He is very much an advocate for NXT UK, as that was part of a bigger idea that we talked about a few years ago. An idea that got shelved before the pandemic of NXT becoming almost like a global territory system with NXT brands all around the world that feed into WWE. Now, with the world back opening, I mean, we're pretty much back to almost where we were. I know there are still some exceptions and still some question marks, but whilst we are very much moving in a direction to where we were pre-pandemic on planet Earth, you have to believe that those conversations will once again restart about WWE expanding NXT and giving us those territories, that territory-type feel around the world with the developmental brand. Just one of the ideas that Triple H, I know, was spearheading, and we read was spearheading many years ago, and one that maybe now we could see happen again. No doubt there is more to come. This isn't the end of changes to WWE in a post-Vince McMahon world, but this is certainly a big part of the future plans for WWE. Our top story this afternoon. Not only has Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan been sworn in as co-CEOs of WWE, according to the press release from WWE.com, WWE executive Paul Levesque, aka Triple H, will assume all responsibilities related to WWE's creative in addition to his regular duties. Triple H is guiding who comes in and out of the company and what happens on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. We'll have more on this news throughout the day at youtube.com/cultaholic and as it happens at cultaholic.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.